Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen up, y'all. Shortly after the show, the Odd Couple podcast goes up. So if you miss any of today's show, all you have to do is check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and then follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Old friend Rob Carey Kittles. Joining us at the bottom of the hour. I'm looking forward to that. It'd be great to talk with Kerry. And so keep it locked for that. That's about 30 minutes away. And then we'll end off the hour with Shop Talk. But let's start with some NFL, Rob. And Dalton Schultz, who played 5 years with the Cowboys, and then last year went and played for Houston. Just signed a deal with Houston. I think it's for the next 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. But he was on the Pat McAfee show recently, and he said that Cowboys culture was a zoo. But here he is talking about it.
Going back and like telling some people like how kind of being around the Cowboys, like practice facility and, you know, game day, describing some of the interactions and stuff that you see on a day-to-day basis, like surprised a lot of people. They're like, holy crap, like that actually happens like at a practice facility, and you think it's normal. And then you come to a place like this.
You don't have to out anything, but like, what are you?
No, dude, it's just like there's people literally going on tours while you're lifting in the weight room. They've got a one-way mirror for people to like look at. Like, it's literally, it's a zoo, dude. Like, there's people tapping on the glass, like trying to get people's attention as they're doing, you know, power cleans or whatnot. And it's different. And I mean, that's the brand that they've built. That's, you know, that's what Jerry Jones likes. That's the way that they run things. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, you don't realize like how many, you know, eyeballs and how much that can maybe, you know, distract from, you know, stuff just in the locker room, being in the facility, until you go somewhere else and you're like, holy crap, like, dude, there's none of that.
Rob, I've been saying this for years.
I'm going to push back on him. Go ahead
and push back.
Yeah. I just, if you want to get that, if you want to have that, Chris, which is fine. And I'm not saying talk about people banging on the window and all this stuff and distraction or whatever. How are they winning 12 games? How did they win 16 games in a row at home? How do you do all that stuff and you just can't perform in the postseason? Like if you had a losing culture and you're telling me about all these other things, it doesn't seem to affect them, Chris, when they were winning 16 in a row at home. And all I'm saying is my pushback would be, well, why weren't you distracted during the year when you ran off 16 straight home wins?
Well, he wasn't part of the 16.
I'm just saying, like, for
he
the
was
Cowboys.
Part of the eight. Right.
Okay. But I would just do you understand
right.
what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
That's all. I would just, and I'm not backing Jerry Jones, Chris. He's the reason why they haven't done anything in a generation, okay?
Right.
He's the reason why.
Because of the culture he's created.
But the banging on the window and the tours going on and the power washing is going on.
That's part of bad culture?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't. I think that there's more to it, but it ain't those kind of things. Somebody walking by or banging, I don't know. Did somebody stop his workout? Did somebody come into the weight room and try his pants on, his uniform pants, or go through his locker or rob him or something that does a distraction? Stuff is going on all the time, Chris. I just don't believe that that's the reason why they haven't won anything.
I think that's emblematic of a bad culture. A culture that's not serious and that's not football first. And one of his other quotes in this was when he got to Houston, it was all about football. And here's the thing. First of all, he is comparing his 5 years with Dallas, which, like you said, were fairly successful years as far as regular season, to a Houston, Texas teams that before this past season had probably the worst culture in the league. And he was comparing what he saw with the Cowboys to what he saw in Houston under a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback who were building a new culture. And even that, if you got a rookie coach and a rookie quarterback, your culture can be built up, but it's still a work in progress. And just that was way better than what he saw in Dallas. If he went to Kansas City or San Francisco or Baltimore, imagine what the difference is like. And this is where I do think, like, it matters, that stuff. You're working out hard and you got tourists coming around and gawking at you and taking pictures and things like that. These are all world-class athletes, all of them. And it's not just for football, it's for basketball, it's for track and field, it's for boxing. The difference between the great, the champions, and just the pretty good. The difference between the gold medalist in the Olympic sprints or distance running. Well, let's say sprints. And someone who doesn't medal is like tiny. It's tenths of a second. And so those little differences matter. That little difference, the team that's able to work out and just without the distractions of somebody coming around and taking photos and, oh, look, pointing and all that, versus the team that has to deal with that, those make a difference to me. Because you're only talking about a small difference anyway. And that's why when we, in the NFL more than any sport, when we see a coach, a great coach, go to a new franchise, in a lot of cases, he can turn them around quickly, Rob. They might not win a Super Bowl, but we saw Jim Harbaugh do it with the Niners. We saw Andy Reid do it with the Chiefs. We've seen coaches D'Amico Ryans last year do it in Houston. Turn a team around quickly because what they do is change the culture and stuff becomes more serious.
Yeah, I don't buy into that at all. Not the stuff that he talked about. If you want to talk about a country club atmosphere, people not being serious, people doing stuff, not paying attention at practice or attention to detail, he sounds like somebody who was mad that he was a franchise tagged and had to go to Houston to do a prove it year, and he's the guy who's now looking back and saying stuff about Dallas, because he even says it in there. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying like that.
That was just a throw in. I think he's clearly saying something.
That's what it sounds like to me. Like he's a little bitter that he's not there and that they didn't sign him and that he had to go elsewhere to get a proven year with Houston. And I'm not saying, Chris, I just don't think those examples prove to me like that's a zoo.
Well, he only gave one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Zoo atmosphere. I mean, Monty works for the Dodgers. All they do is have tours through that place, Chris, they go into the clubhouse, they go through the stadium, the Yankees have tours. This is not like teams that have those kind of pedigrees or whatever. They do this. This is not unique to the Cowboys, is what I'm trying to tell you. And you can have Monty come on, Chris. They have a tour every single day of the year, every game, every day.
So where the tour, like, were they going through the clubhouse while the players are in there?
Hi.
Not through the he didn't say the clubhouse.
He's talking about when in the weight room, where they're working out.
He said
out,
they're walking by out. The weight room.
No, but
go ahead.
He's saying when they're working out, there are people coming around tours and all that stuff.
Yeah, our tours could go through an area where they see them in the weight room. Yeah. Now, if they're in the clubhouse, we're not going to go in the clubhouse.
You're not
going to
go right.
Not in there.
Right.
But in the weight room area, one of the tours does go through it, and if there are players in there, they may see them. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's not unique, Chris. I don't agree.
I mean, that's fine, Monty, what you said. I'm not disagreeing with what you said.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
But I just think that's like when he said zoo, there's a reason he said zoo, because what do you do when you're at the zoo? You go and you look at the animals, you gawk, and you look, you take pictures, and you point at them, and all that. I think he meant that, like, literally, kind of. Like, there's people coming in, they got one-way mirrors, and they're pointing at us and stuff. They obviously don't have that in Houston, because he wouldn't have said this if they had it in Houston. And I think that's just one example. I just think Jerry Jones, I don't think it's football first in Dallas. I think it's money first. It's entertainment first. It's and now, that makes them the most money. But I don't think it's the best thing for winning championships.
I just think that those are his example. I don't know what else he's talked about. I would have had to ask more, because I want to know about the football and how they go about their business and attention to detail and those kind of things. And when it's work time and when you're doing what you're supposed to, are people engaged in work? That's the culture I'm talking about. This is serious. We're trying to win. Like, a tour, somebody walking by, it could be anybody. A maintenance man could be coming to fix something, and they walk by the weight room, and that's going to stop you.
Well,
Why are you worried about
a maintenance man is different?
Well, I'm just saying, why are you worried about people walking
by, taking pictures and all that stuff? I mean, I think I've said different examples. I've talked about Jerry Jones.
I'm just talking about what I just heard.
But I'm talking about the culture. I think their culture, whether you buy the example he used or not, there's no other team where the owner, now George Steinbrenner did it, and that was the Bronx Zoo, and they were able to win. But it was volatile, but it worked for them. But in most cases, like, you can't name another owner in the NFL that talks as much as Jerry Jones. That's the face of the franchise. Like, you sit back and you let your football people do it. I guarantee you, if Jerry Jones went out on the first day of training camp and said, look, guys, I'm talking today, it'll be the last time you hear from me this season, regular season. I'm not doing my interviews every Tuesday on the radio. I'm not talking out after the game, outside the locker room. Talk to Mike. Talk to Dak, talk to Micah, CD, all them. If he said that, if he talked to Micah, look, man, we all football this year. I'm asking you. I'm dropping my interviews. Can you drop the podcast? And we ain't going to talk about the Super Bowl every 2 or 3 weeks. We just going, even after a big win, we going to take it week after week, one game at a time, for real, not just lip service. If he did that, I guarantee you see a better product on the field. I think that we talked about it with DeMarcus Lawrence when he said, Rob, in the playoffs, they were exhausted. They weren't physically exhausted. They burn out. Because you're always on display. It's always the drama. It's a soap opera there. And I just think they're not football first. I mean, you can argue, whether you like his example, Dallas Schultz, or not, I just think the overall point is correct. But let's see what the listeners think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree with Dalton Schultz that the culture in Dallas is a big problem and a big reason why they can't seem to get over the hump? Your thoughts next with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the I Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live on a TV theme song Thursday from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Same in the corporate world. That's why you need to visit Tractor Supply, because they bring not only the right workers, but also hustle and heart, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Also, starting Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. 877-99 on Fox. I think the Cowboys, I think Rob agrees they have a culture problem. He just disagrees with that example by Schultz. But what are your thoughts? Cowboys culture a problem in terms of keeping them from winning the Super Bowl?
All right, let's Chili Tim in Atlanta, Chris. He kicks it off. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what up, Rob?
How are you?
What's up, good, man. How you guys doing today?
Great.
I think you have to look at it's like a microcosm of everything, you know? I think it's like the key word he said in that statement was brand. Like, that's the brand that was built. And so that brand is, covers everything. And I think what he talked about was just a microcosm of everything else. You know, like sometimes I remember when I used to go in and do investigations, and I would just pull at a thread in a department or something, and it would lead me to like, okay, this is why this is going on, because of the culture or something. So it may be small, and when you pull that thread, it starts unraveling everything else. And it's just kind of like a cause and correlation type thing. So I think I kind of agree with Chris on that, that sets up the culture.
Yeah, I just think that I gave the examples that teams, big-time franchises, they do this. This is not new or different. And that's why that example doesn't work for me. That's all I'm saying, Tim. I agree with Chris. that Jerry Jones is the problem and there's a culture issue. But as that as my example, if I'm the interviewer, I'm just being honest with you and I'm not patting myself on the back. I would need more from him. I need other examples. Can you give me some examples where you believe the culture is affecting the football? That's all I would ask him. Chris, is that a fair question?
Yeah, he could have pushed back on him a little bit more than what he did. No doubt about that.
Thank you, Tim. Chris, can you respond?
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, there you go, Chris.
I think baseball might be a little different. I think in football that could take away the focus.
Okay.
I just think it does. But I think it's a fair question. You're right.
That's all.
You want to follow up.
I would just say, can you give me an example where it affects the football part?
Right.
That's all. I don't think that's...
I mean, I think this is more Mike McCarthy, Rob. I do think, obviously, they have a lack of attention to detail, but I don't think that necessarily is Jerry Jones. I think that's just Mike McCarthy's style as a coach. I mean, we see that. End of games, clock management, things like that. But I don't necessarily think that's Jerry Jones and the culture. I just think that's the coach they have.
All right.
Who's a good coach?
Tom in North Carolina. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tom? Tom.
Hello, hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, I love listening to you guys. You guys are fantastic. Rob, I
think
you're on live television.
Thank you.
Look, I've been a Cowboys fan since I was 10 years old. I'm 39 now. And I feel like there's a sense of entitlement that comes along with being a Cowboy. I mean, not just, you know, having people tapping on the window when you're sitting there weightlifting and stuff like that, but when you have that, you have people, you know, following you around, trying to take pictures. Not that it doesn't happen for every NFL player. I just feel like it happens on another level for Dallas Cowboys. And you have that sense of entitlement, and I feel like that entitlement sometimes for different players carries on to the field.
And I don't know why in the world. I get that the Cowboys are the glamour franchise of the league. But I don't know why in the world today – What are we now, Rob? 29 years removed from their last Super Bowl, that they would have a sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
That don't make sense to me.
No, I agree.
You haven't won a thing. And again, they're the glamour franchise, so I do think what the caller's saying, some stuff comes with that.
Yeah, and that's, Chris, that's the conversation, that they're a conversation piece, and people always are talking about the Cowboys win, lose, or draw. You know, like they're always in some sort of conversation, and I get it. You know, we worked at places where our bosses are like, play the hits. Just play the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys are the hit. LeBron's a hit. Aaron Rodgers is a hit. Tom Brady's a hit. Play the hits.
No doubt. All right, it is the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox. Again, you can weigh in next hour. But we got Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He got theme music, too.
He sure does.
Y'all remember the theme music? Yeah. All right, former NBA veteran.
Hey.
Played in a couple NBA finals.
Hey.
Now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
He's back from his big vacation.
I know, man.
He went to the moon.
I didn't know you were on last week. Kerry been avoid. Kerry owes me, like, don't you owe me, like, a steak lunch or something, Kerry?
I don't think so. I think we can wash on all of our bets.
I like, look at Kerry. I don't think so. What? What are you talking about?
We have been talking about getting together.
And, Chris,
but,
let me tell you something, Chris. I'm going to tell you this, and, Kerry, you'll agree with me. If somebody owes you something, Chris, you got to fake it hard, like when you're not sure. Don't ask him whether he owes me. Say, Kerry, where's my steak? Where's my steak lunch you owe me? And then he can't say, I don't think so. You got to go hard on it, Chris, like you're for sure.
That much is true. That much is true. All right, Kerry, let's start. I'm watching Dallas, Miami. Miami's up 55-50 in Dallas. But Dallas has lost 5 of 6. They're the eighth seed. I can look at Luka individually and say he's playing great. I can look at Kyrie individually and say he's playing great. But why? I mean, this team is just under – they're not as good as they should be. And why do you think that is with those two great players?
Well, yeah, I looked at the numbers. I just think the last, you know, five or six games, defensively, they've really taken a step back. I mean, they're in the middle of the pack in the league defensively, but the last six games giving up 130 points to those teams. I don't care how good Luka is or the supporting cast. When you're not guarding the ball at all, and they're, you know, I'm watching the game tonight. You know, there's so many defensive mistakes. There's no second effort plays. They're getting out hustled, and it's tough to win games when you're playing that poorly on that end of the court.
This is coaching, or is this, what is this? Is this coaching?
I think it's new guys in the lineup. You got PJ and other new guys that are in there. But I think, look, at the end of the day, right? Like, your team is going to take on the personality of the head coach and the star player. And collectively, we know Jason Kidd cares about defense. I played with him for 3 years, and he really cares about that end of the court, and he took pride as a player. And I'm sure he's emphasizing that to his team. But if Luka doesn't give more effort defensively, it's tough to ask the rest of the guys to go out there and to give max effort when your star player is out there just coasting on defense.
Should that eliminate,
and that's their two best players?
Should
that,
that
neither is
yes.
good defensively.
Should that eliminate Luka really? I'm asking, of winning an MVP if he continues to play defense and lag. And I'm not saying he's got to be an all-star, but when you look at other players, that can't be – how can he be an all-star when he's that bad on the other end?
You mean MVP.
MVP is what I meant. I'm sorry. MVP. That should have to factor in. Is that going to be a reason why he doesn't win one?
It possibly could be. But, I mean, you look at the history of the league, right? I mean, Steve Nash won it 2 years in a row. Right. Will we call him, will we call him a defensive stopper? I don't think so. Yeah,
but not a defensive stopper, but you know, for you to
– a liability,
That's what I'm saying. Like I agree, Steve Nash wasn't a stopper.
Nash put forth effort, though.
Right. It's like there's no effort. I think that's
there's
the
no
part.
Effort.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
the
effort
part.
At all. Yeah, I agree with you. I think he definitely has to commit more to that end of the court, at least just with his body language. You know, just like, you know, he just sits there and he doesn't move. He points switches,
yep.
You know, and he'll get in and get some defensive rebounds. But, yeah, I think the effort is just really poor. It's a shame because he's so talented offensively. I love his offensive talent.
Speaking of defense, Kerry, and you were one of the first to really that I heard kind of talk about this, just the floor being so spread – and how much more challenging it is to defend today, but also how tough it is on you, your body, your joints and things like that. But I've heard now you're starting to hear people around the league, coaches and such, just say it's hard to play good defense today because the floor is so spread. You obviously can't hand check. And, I mean, you know, you can't keep great ball handlers that are quick in front of you but so long. So that you feel like it's just – it's almost impossible to be great defensively compared to when you played because of the way the floor is spread.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. And you're seeing teams right now, and executives in particular, they're trying to find length. Right, they're trying to find tall, long. Look at the Nuggets; they're just long. I mean, besides Murray, it's just length, and they contest shots well, but and they try to plug it in, but it's hard. I mean, and you said the great one-on-one players and great offensive time. I mean, it's just a speed game. There's just blow-bys where there's just a driving kick game. If you're not there in the catch and shoot threes. Right, they're just driving by you into the basket, and then they're spraying the ball out.
Yep.
And if you're not long and quick athletically, you're giving up open threes, and this is all these guys practice. They go in the gym, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, and just practice catch and shoot threes. They make them in their sleep, and that's why the scoring is so high in today's game. And the defensive number, what can you do besides in your hand check? You know, they're going to try to change the rules, I guess, to put in more, allow more hand checking, but it's really hard to guard these guys in today's game.
Should the Nets ask Ben Simmons to retire where maybe they could get a relief financially from the insurance?
Yes.
I'm dead serious.
Really? Yeah. What's he got, a year left,
too.
I think? Rob, you check that out. I think he got
seriously,
a year left.
Seriously, Chris, I'm dead
right. He's only
right.
got 1 year left, but –
I would. I would ask him to get relief from the insurance company. He played 15 games this year, Carey.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It's a shame.
And he was out last year as well.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame the back. If the back is an issue where you can't play, you know, go do the medical test and apply for the exemption, and see if you can get that contract off the books for the following year. I mean, you're rebuilding anyway in Brooklyn, in my opinion, right?
It's a mess. Right. So what? I would just do it. I mean, it's too much. It is unbelievable.
He's dragging the franchise. He's holding the franchise hostage. They got nothing for Harden in that trade, obviously. And it's unfortunate because Ben Simmons was a pretty talented player. He was an all-star 3 years ago.
Unbelievable.
Carey, Rob and I talk about this a lot. But if you look at the top four MVP candidates, it's Jokic, SGA, Luka, Giannis, and Luka. And it would be five with
Embiid if he right this
correct.
Year.
Obviously, all international players, SGA from Canada.
Crazy.
I looked at the mock drafts. At least some of them, the NBA.com one has two players from France at 1 and 2, a third player, he was from Serbia, I believe. Mm-hmm. And even the fourth player was from, like, he was American.
You said it was five out of the top 10, Chris?
Five out of the top 10 were international. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Wimby is going to be the next great thing. He's from France. So what do you think has to happen in America at the younger, lower levels for us to at least get to a point? We still got some great players, obviously. But, I mean, like, where we can maybe have the best player in the world or at least one of the top three.
How did we get here?
How did we get here? That was the plan. That was the plan when David Stern was handing it over to Adam Silver was right to continue to grow the game globally. And to touch those markets in Europe, to touch those markets globally, and expand. How can we change the rules here so that
European basketball?
It is more like the European game in the early 2000s. You're right about that.
Yeah, exactly. That was the plan. It's a grow and expand the game and allow these players to come over here and have success. The game was too physical for European players. They couldn't play here. They weren't used to that contact. But
so do you think that if the league was still like that, say the 90s, early 2000s, that you wouldn't have this dominance by the international players?
Not in the early 90s, but I think over time, you would have seen the game expand. There was a combination, right, of the European players working on those skills for years. That's been embedded in how they groom their players. It's skill work. And now you're seeing it's starting to get better here. But, you know, the shooting in particular, the Europeans have always been great at ball handling and shooting. We have been more just a physical contact players. We've definitely been always more athletic. But now that the game is so open and so free-flowing, you're seeing them excel at all levels of the game. And they're fun to watch. I mean, there's no question. Look at what Jokic is doing. He's shooting one-legged three-pointers.
Right.
One-legged three-pointers. the step-back game that Luka's doing right now. Look at SGA. He's from Canada. I mean, he has such an unorthodox, you know, like, smooth game that we've never seen in this modern era. So I'm happy for the game where it's at right now. I just wish that they could try to find a way to make it a little bit more balanced defensively. But the game right now is exciting to watch.
Hey, Carey, Darko Milicic on line one for you. He was drafted too early.
Great example, Carey. Right.
You know that, Carey? I mean,
Larry Brown wouldn't
let him do that. Play on the perimeter.
Yeah. Is he coaching still in the NBA, Larry Brown? Oh, no, he's not. I didn't think so.
Yeah. Larry wouldn't coach now. Are you kidding?
No
oh,
way.
My God.
No
Are
way.
You
That's what I'm
no
saying.
Way.
No, he wouldn't coach.
All right,
now.
Carey. Great stuff, brother. Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. All right. Shop Talk is next. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or
get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express either. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on The Odd Couple, a segment where we talk about something happening outside of the world of sports. This week's topic comes to us from a friend of the show, Joy Taylor. Does great work now on FS1 on Speak. She went viral this week for something she said on a new podcast. Her and Taylor Rooks got a new pod called Too Personal. And during
TWO.
TWO.
Okay.
Like the number two. Clever. During the conversation, she said something about a relationship situation, what she looks for in a guy, that ruffled some feathers. Take a listen.
I don't want to date a man that doesn't have any female friendships.
Bingo.
I don't want to date a man who only gets input from other men and who has all women in two categories, your mother or your aunties, or someone I want to sleep with. You have to have a broader spectrum on women and their value in your life if you're going to be with me.
Well, first off, only getting information and opinions from other men sounds terrifying.
Terrifying.
So I encourage that to not be what anybody does ever, but you're totally right, because the more we keep talking about can you have friends of the opposite sex, the more I start feeling like everybody is like primal animals in a zoo.
Is this an old episode of Oprah? What was this?
Do you guys agree with Joy Taylor on this one?
Well, Monty, put your headset on because we're going to need your input on this.
I don't agree.
Is this?
I think we all have female friends.
We need to have female friends. I'm with you, Chris.
But I don't have like a female friend that I kick it with. I've been married 28 years.
The last time you had a female friend was 25 years ago.
He died when he was 57 years of marriage. He didn't have a female that he kicked it with. Yeah, I have obviously robbed through the job.
Yeah, you know, right, right.
Co-workers, we could go to lunch, we could have a good time. But I don't think you got to have a girl that's your quote unquote boy. You know what I mean? Like that you kick it with like a dude, like you kick it with dudes.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
In fact, it's funny.
It's dangerous because, I mean, and look, there is truth, some truth, Rob. A lot of guys, if the woman's attractive, there could be an attraction there for a lot of dudes. And she might not be with it, but he still is attracted to her. You know what I mean? So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's not a requirement. I think that some people could have a female friend or two or something like that, but it's not. Like, even when I hear guys say, not if they're married to the person or something, they say that their best friend is a female or whatever, I'm always leery of that. I am. Like that.
No, you know, it's unusual.
Right,
Let's just keep it real.
You know what I'm saying? Like you have a best friend. It's hard for me to believe that it's from the opposite sex.
My wife, when we start dating, she has a really good friend. He's a male. He's gay. And they're great friends. If he wasn't gay,
you would be against it.
I would have had an issue with it back in, like, you know, when we started, like, what? Y'all too close for him not, you know what
I
mean?
Right.
If he's not gay, like, and so, that's how dudes feel, Mozzie. Like, y'all need to hear from dudes too.
Right. No, listen, I would not. I'm a very jealous person, so I don't think I would handle it well. It is different if I meet a guy who I start liking and he already has a female best friend. I don't know how I would handle that. But like now, if my boyfriend now is like, oh, I have a new female friend, I'm gonna hang out. Absolutely not.
Rob G.
No. I'll say this quickly, because obviously, like I said, I've been married 28 years, almost 29. And our rule, my wife and I, is that if you have a friend, you know, of the opposite sex, like if you guys go out and have lunch, you know, a lot or whatever, if I join you, or if I'm having lunch with a woman and my wife joins us, if the dynamic between the two of us has to change, like let's say I go out with a female and then I bring my wife once, and now the dynamic's different. We're not, you know, me and the female friend can't be ourselves.
Nah.
Then that's not a relationship you need, and vice versa.
That's unhealthy. Alex, where are you?
Well, Rob and Chris, and hi, Monsi. I don't know if you guys know this, but monogamy is not just a type of wood. It's actually a thing to conduct with somebody else.
Warning.
Hearing Joy Taylor, what she said to me sounds like somebody who has a guy best friend and doesn't want to cut off things, so she's asking for somebody to have a girl best friend. Because I'm not going to feel bad. I already got my piece. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds weird to me. Mm. It's a weird setup.
That's a requirement. Yeah, you use the right word, Rob, requirement.
Right. Well, that's what I said. Like, it shouldn't be a requirement. Rob G, where are you?
My only question for Joy and Taylor on the show, if I was working on it, is, okay, guys, if that's the case, that's how you feel. If your man has a girl best friend, are you cool with it? Or does it suddenly change?
Well, that's what she was saying.
He's saying that he has to have someone she can talk to and have relationships.
Right.
But if I'm going to take it the next step and say, all right, he has a friendship, he has a relationship, but if his best friend is another female, do you feel some kind of way about it?
And you know what? I'm going to say this. My late mom, she was great to talk to, and I know it's your mother and whatnot, but I always felt like I could get a straight answer from her. I agree. Even
you can,
Chris,
you can.
Your mom will be you shouldn't do that. You know what I mean? Right. Or whatever it might be. And I always had respect for my mom
from
that standpoint. Yeah, like
aunts, they tripping. They tripping. they both great people, but they tripping. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.